Progressive Muscle Relaxation, Part 3. If you've gotten through that introduction and Part 2, you know the basics and you know how all this works together. But here are some more tips on ways to make sure that you get the most out of this exercise. You want to be sure that you give yourself plenty of time to do the tensing to the point that you feel releases the most energy and stress when you relax. It's okay to focus on one part of your body more than other parts, especially if that's where a lot of chronic tension is being held. Just like with anything else we try to do, regular practice is going to help you get to that relaxed state faster and even deeper. One major tip to keep in mind is that we want to be super cautious when we're tensing our neck and back because excessive tightening can result in injury. Over-tightening of the toes as well, that can result in muscle cramps, and we all know those are no fun. So be gentle yet firm as you work through the parts of the body. Sometimes when you're just learning how to do this, people tend to try to relax those muscles slowly. But really, it should be a very quick action, letting go instantly of that tension to the point where your muscles suddenly become limp. And of course, once you've gotten the hang of it, you don't need to be in a quiet space. You can really practice this anywhere, and you will probably come up with a shortened version of it that you can do at your own pace based on what your needs are. One version of that could be something along these lines. So we're going to curl both fists, tightening our biceps and forearms, and then relax. Roll your head around on your neck clockwise, completing a circle, and then reverse, and then relax. Then maybe we wrinkle up all the muscles in our face all at the same time. So our forehead, squeeze our eyes, mouth open, shoulders hunched, holding that, and then relax. We move on to arching our shoulders back as you take a deep breath into your chest. Release that. Take another deep breath, pushing out your stomach. Hold and release that. Then you can straighten your legs and point your toes forward and back, making sure to straighten your legs, tightening your calves and thighs, and then relax. So feel free to play around with this as much as makes sense for you. I think that there's a benefit to trying it different ways, and perhaps even different types of stressors mean that you need a different type of tension and relaxation method. So feel free to do what makes the most sense for you.